Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians is Rochelle Ottawa Gieschik. Rochelle, how are you?
Very well, Kevin. It's a good day.
It is a good day. Well, all days are good days, but we're looking forward to a day later this week. You're going to be in to talk a little bit about the Native American boarding school era. Now, just give us a little bit of background on what that is and your connection to that.
Sure. The boarding school era was approximately 50, 75 years of this nation's history that's really not talked about until recently. And it's become a really, people are very interested in what happened to Native Americans. In Michigan here, it's primarily the Ottawa, Chippewa, and Potawatomis. Even though we have had other tribal members, citizens come to the different schools that are here in Michigan. We've had five schools. Mm. One of the most famous ones, or infamous, is the Mount Pleasant Industrial Boarding School.
Okay. And now, where did the idea for this come from for you?
To give the presentation, or is something that was a policy of the United States government for Native American children. Well, it's a long history, and it began with Governor Pratt, Colonel Pratt, who had taken a group of Native Americans and incarcerated them in a jail in Florida. And what had happened, they decided with this group of Indians that, and they were adults, that they would allow them to go out into the local community and do odd jobs. Well, what happened there was that there were certain things happened. Those Indians had stolen some things, and Colonel Pratt decided this was not a good way to change Indian people. And what he came upon was to take Indian children from their homes when they were young, and then to teach them how to and take them out and send them to boarding schools that were run by the federal government, by the different Catholics.
We'll stop right there so that the kind of the rest of the story there, they need to come on out. You're going to be doing a presentation on that Thursday night at 7 p.m. You're going to be at the Taos Bay Players Theater in East Taos.
That's correct, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it is a free and open to the public. There'll be refreshments afterward, and I'm going to assume afterwards, if they have any questions, you'll be open to taking questions about the Native American boarding school era.
Yes, it's a quite interesting era that happened to Native Americans, and it's people like to find out. People who are interested in our country and in Michigan in particular.
Yeah. Interesting topic. It'll be an interesting evening. Again, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6:30, limited to 150 people, and we're going to hope to fill up the Taos Bay Players Theater there, 401 Newman Street in East Taos. It is co-sponsored by the Taos City Library, Taos City Library Friends, and the Iosco Aranac District Library. And once again, from the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians, she will be making that presentation this Thursday night, is Rochelle Ottawa Gieschik. And Rochelle, thank you for your time here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate talking with you.